All right, so this will be the week where they will wind up practices. They'll get to practice 15 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. In the interviews that and press conferences that they've had over the last few weeks, what have been a couple of nuggets that have really interested you?
Well, I think the first one is the linebacker positions. When James Franklin, after practice last Wednesday night, basically anointed Curtis Jacobs and Brandon Smith as the starting outside linebackers. I mean, you know, we're hearing a lot of good things about Curtis Jacobs, but that one surprised me that it was that soon. Not that he will be would eventually be the starter. So where does that leave Ellis Brooks and Jesse Lucchetta? I guess fighting for the middle linebacker position. So that's one thing.
Smith is a given. I mean, especially you and I watched him the second half. I mean, really the last two-thirds of last season, he was playing at a very high level. What does this tell us about the development in the eyes of the coaches of Curtis Jacobs?
Well, it says a lot that James was so definitive last Wednesday about him, and it means that he's I think Brandon Smith mentioned this too during a call that Curtis Jacobs is very good in pass coverage, which is part of the responsibilities at the Will linebacker, or right at the Sam linebacker, excuse me.
Right.
So I think that tells you a lot. I think they like what they've seen. I know he's got great athletic ability. But I think the other factor, Steve, and you know we understand how good Brandon Smith is, but by moving him to the opposite side, it allows him to play closer to the line of scrimmage.
Exactly.
And be an even bigger factor in the defense. And I think that's very big. And I really, and I'm not alone, but I really expect him to have a big year in the fall.